Welcome to History Unpacked. If you enjoy the content, consider subscribing. We upload every week and we welcome any feedback. We hope you enjoy today's episode. Imagine a world where it rains for over a million years. A time where the skies darkened, the sea surged, and the land turned to mud. But this wasn't a biblical flood or a myth. It was a real event deep in the Earth's ancient past. This is the story of the Carnian Pluvial Event, a forgotten turning point that may have paved the way for the rise of dinosaurs and ultimately us. Around 233 million years ago, Earth was in the middle of the Triassic period. This was a time of recovery. Life was clawing its way back after the Permian-Triassic extinction, the so-called Great Dying, which had wiped out more than 90% of marine species and around 70% of life on land. At the time, all of the continents were still fused into a single supercontinent, Pangaea. It was a vast, mostly arid landmass surrounded by the Panthalassic Ocean, with the smaller Tethys Ocean cutting into its eastern flank. The interior of Pangaea was mostly desert. Rain was scarce, rivers and lush forests were the exception and not the rule. Life on Earth was stabilizing. Reptiles were diverse but not dominant. Early dinosaurs existed, but they were small and outnumbered. In the oceans, strange creatures called conodonts thrived, and coral reefs had just started to return. It was, in short, a slow and steady recovery phase for life on Earth. But then, everything changed. So it was around 233 million years ago, Earth's climate suddenly shifted. The skies opened up, torrential rains battered the land, not for weeks or months, but potentially for over a million years. This period of intense rainfall and climate upheaval is known as the Carnian Pluvial Event, or CPE. The term pluvial comes from the Latin word for rain, pluvia. And this event was exactly that, a prolonged episode of unusually wet, stormy weather, globally disruptive in scope. But it wasn't just rain, it was accompanied by massive volcanic eruptions, climate instability, a major extinction event, and massive changes in ecosystems. The likely trigger? A volcanic province located in what is now Western North America. Over a relatively short period, this region unleashed trillions of tons of basaltic lava, and crucially, vast amounts of carbon dioxide and sulfur gases into the atmosphere. The effect was dramatic. A massive release of greenhouse gases led to intense global warming, while aerosols and particulates disrupted global weather patterns. This warmed the oceans, acidified the seas, and saturated the skies. The Earth's dry interior turned to swamp. Floodplains expanded, deserts were inundated. What had been a dry and predictable climate turned unstable and wet. But the Carnian Pluvial Event didn't just change the weather, it reshaped life on Earth. Fossil records from Europe, China, and North America show a sudden collapse in many marine ecosystems. In fact, the conodonts, that ancient lineage of eel-like creatures, vanished from the Earth entirely not long after. On land, many reptile species disappeared, especially early archosaur or therapid cid lineage. But where some died out, others rose to power. One group that began to thrive during or just after the CPE was the dinosaurs. Though they had existed for millions of years prior, it was during this climate upheaval that they began to diversify explosively, filling ecological niches left vacant by the collapse of their competitors. But the dinosaurs weren't alone in benefiting from this chaos. The first true mammals began to emerge and diversify during this period. So did early turtles, crocodile ancestors, and even the first lizards. In the plant world, we see a transition too, from spore-bearing plants to conifers to more modern fern forests, thanks in part to the wetter climate and the new sedimentary environments. In short, the CPE may have been a crucible, a dramatic moment of ecological opportunity born from destruction. You might be wondering, how do we know about something that happened over 200 million years ago? And the answer lies in the rocks. Geologists have discovered distinct layers of sediment in Europe, China, and the Americas that show sudden changes around the Cornian stage of the late Triassic. These layers are filled with red beds, sediments coloured by iron oxidation, indicating a sudden shift from arid to humid conditions. We also find carbon isotope anomalies, showing rapid fluctuations in carbon levels. This indicates massive changes in the carbon cycle, likely linked to volcanic activity and biological die-offs. Fossil records show a rapid disappearance of some species and the sudden appearance of others. And in the marine realm, anoxia, a lack of oxygen in deep ocean waters, becomes evident, pointing to ocean stagnation and the collapse of many marine food chains. All of these clues converge to tell a consistent story. Something enormous happened, and it happened globally. One of the most significant impacts of the Carnian pluvial event was its role in setting the stage for the age of the dinosaurs. Before the CPE, dinosaurs were marginal. They existed, but they were small and outcompeted by larger, more dominant reptiles. After the CPE, we see a different picture. Dinosaurs began to dominate, especially in the late Carnian and early Norian stages. The sudden availability of ecological space, combined with new environmental conditions, allowed them to rapidly evolve and to spread. But by the Jurassic, dinosaurs were the rulers of the Earth's ecosystems. In a way, the Carnian pluvial event was their big break, the storm that cleared the stage for them to take the lead. And what followed, of course, was a 150 million year reign that would only end with another cataclysm, the asteroid that ended the dinosaur age. It might seem strange to care about a rainy period from 233 million years ago, but the CPE event matters. Without it, dinosaurs might never have risen to dominance, and without dinosaurs, mammals might not have evolved in the way they did, scurrying through the shadows of these towering reptiles. And without mammals, well, no primates, no humans, and no you. Beyond that, the CPE is a powerful reminder of how deeply climate and geology shapes life on Earth. A few degrees of warming, a series of volcanic eruptions, a shift in rainfall, these can trigger mass extinctions and evolutionary revolutions. In today's world, as we face our own era of climate change and ecological disruption, the story of the CPE holds a mirror to the present. Earth survives, life endures, but the forms it takes and the ones it leaves behind are forever changed.